Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas, and my co-host, Lakit Piris. Accept my humble apologies. I was out of context for less 2 days because I was having a few health issues, but I'm now back again on track, ready to be at your service. So on behalf of my co-host, Lakit Piris, welcoming all of you once again to our podcast. First and foremost, congratulations to www.goforgold for launching a fantastic ceremony for the Women's World Cup, which was held at the Hilton just 2 days ago. And I couldn't make it myself, but I was told it was absolutely fascinating. Let's dive straight into cricket. The 17th edition of the Asia Cup got underway at the United Arab Emirates yesterday. Afghanistan versus Hong Kong, the first game in Group B. Afghanistan won the toss, decided to bat first, made 188 for 6 wickets. Saliqullah Atal, 73, and Azmatullah Omzari, 53. Those were the two main features. But sadly, Hong Kong, for reasons best known to them, dropped 4 easy catches. And that too, the catch of Sadiqul Atal, who made 73 when he had not even opened scoring in the very first over. So the fielding standards were very low. People tend to think that it could be due to the humidity factor, sweaty hands, we don't know. But the fielding of both teams, both Hong Kong and Afghanistan, was not up to par. Hong Kong, as expected, could not reach the huge target of 189. They were 94 for 9 wickets in their allotted 20 overs. Now, I'm going to give you the bowling figures of Afghanistan because this is interesting because Wasim Akram, Sanjay Manjarekar, and even Russell Arnold field, the best bowling attack in the Asian Championship this year is from Afghanistan, especially in the T20 version. Fazal Farooqi, 2 for 16. Rashid Khan, 1 for 24. The captain, Noor Ahmed, 1 for 16. And Gulbuddin Naheed, 2 for 6. Because what they say is that they have the greatest variety in terms of unpredictable spin. That's what they're trying to state. Right, then I'll just move a little bit away from Abu Dhabi. Before I do that, let me also remind you that today India will be playing United Arab Emirates in Dubai. So we are expecting a huge crowd for that game. And here on www.goforgold, don't worry, I'll give you all the match reports from now on. Right, then quickly into a wonderful sport I saw yesterday. The traditional water polo game between Ladies College Colombo and Visakha Vidyalaya was held yesterday at the Sugathadasa Stadium. And what a great event it was. It was their 20th annual water polo encounter. And we all know that ladies are a very, very strong outfit. But yesterday, unfortunately, they were completely undone by a better team. Visakha Vidyalaya winning that game by 19 points to 8. So well played, ladies of Visakha, to beat Ladies College. Nevertheless, it was a fantastic camaraderie between two great institutions. Well, that's it from me and Lakit Piris this morning. Stand by. I'll just spin you a record for your listening pleasure and look forward to your company yet again tomorrow, bringing you more of the latest all the way from the UAE, especially where India play against UAE this evening.